Mercy on us, whispered Baucis to her husband. If the young man has such a terrible appetite, I am afraid there will not be half enough supper. Then they all went into the cottage. And now shall I tell you something that will make you open your eyes very wide? Quicksilver's staff, you remember, had set itself up against the wall of the cottage. Well, when its master entered the door, leaving this wonderful staff behind, what should it do but spread its little wings and go hopping and fluttering up the doorsteps? Tap, tap, went the staff on the kitchen floor. Nor did it rest until it stood beside Quicksilver's chair. Old Philemon and his wife were so busy taking care of their guests that they did not notice what the staff was doing. The Wonderful Supper. As Baucis had said, there was but a scanty supper for two hungry travelers. In the middle of the table was part of a brown loaf, with a piece of cheese on one side of it, and a dish of honeycomb on the other. A pitcher nearly full of milk stood at a corner of the table, and when Baucis had filled two bowls and set them before the strangers, only a little milk remained at the bottom of the pitcher.